actually out of town today, was yes, playing here, correct. And couldn't be here. So warm welcome, and warm welcome to staff. Mr. McLean's filling in, and is able to answer any questions. I've been reliably informed. We'll confirm the agenda as circulated. Are there any conflicts of interest with any agenda items? We've only got one paper, which is the director's report. Appear not. No public forum. We'll move on to the minutes of the 22nd of March meeting. Everybody comfortable in a true and accurate record? Somebody prepared to move, so? Sorry.
So move.
Thank you, Councillor Neil.
I'm awake.
Sorry?
I am awake.
You are awake. Were you at the meeting?
Yes.
Right, we've ticked all the boxes. Seconded Councillor Bell. I'll put it. All in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Thank you. There's only one matter on our action sheet, and you can see there are terms of reference, and clearly that's been dealt with quite some time ago. So on to the director's report. You'll see there that there's an update on the Clutha Bioenergetics and In-Stream Habitat Modelling Project, and comments around that the results are expected later in 2017, and the work that's been done, working with Contact Energy, lowering the river there to assist with this work, and the data gathered will be used to calibrate part of the trout bioenergetics model. This is a model that's been used instead of our standard IFIN work, I think, because of the scale and the flow of the Clutha River. And this is part of the information that Council's gathering to move towards setting the minimum flow for the Clutha River. Nothing you wish to add there, Mr. McLean?
No.
Any questions on that process? Scott?
Just in relation to the report, it's good to see the progress in relation to the Clutha minimum flow, because there was a little bit of debate about whether the Clutha figured on things. In the meantime, we're getting on with it, and there's some cooperation there from Contact and on the hardware. I'd just like to make the comment, going clicking down your report, that I went and visited the leak, and in my view, a good tidy site, and there was some reasonable progress since this picture was taken, and it's good to see them getting on with it. You actually got a bit of a picture of the vision in terms of what they're trying to achieve there.
Good. Good. Councillor Deacon.
You can tell me this is irrelevant if you like, because it probably is, but I'm getting more and more curious about the low lake levels and the low river levels across Otago. Just drove back from Queenstown 2 days ago, and it's extraordinary how low the Carbono, the Clutha, Lake Roxburgh, the lower Clutha, and when you think this is only May and we've got winter coming in through the back door any minute, what's this going to mean for electricity supplies?
So it's an interesting point. I'm not sure we're in a position to answer the last question.
It was a rhetorical question.
But it is interesting to note the lack of essentially westerly weather events. Like Wakatipa, it's been a long time since I've seen Frankton Arm as much exposed around.
It's a big smelly mudflat.
Well, the lake's low, yes.
Yeah. It's a big smelly lake, but mudflat. Walk around to that cafe by the marina. Poof. No water.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of dying lagerous siphon.
Hopefully not in Lake Wakatipu, because the grade staff have extracted the territory plants that we have found.
Are you kidding?
Look, it's these are lakes in Wanaka and Wakatipu's case, obviously, that were at the whims of Mother Nature. There's been a pretty good autumn, but a summer and autumn, clearly, where there hasn't been the intensity of westerly events in those catchments. I'm sure the rain will arrive at some point. Mr. McLean, anything you want to add there?
Not really. I guess some of the precipitation that might arrive may just fall as snow.
and yes, be locked up.
Yeah,
so, which is relevant to Councillor Deacon's question.
I understand Western Southland's very dry, or it has been, anyhow. It may have changed recently, but it has been very dry, just as you say, because of the lack of westerly events.
Mm. Mm. That's true. Lake Oroco's at the lowest ever for 30 years.
Really?
Yes, it is. They can't put the boats in the lake. It's quite a concern.
So keep an eye on the space. Hopefully at Christmas time we're not talking about the opposite issue, but things can change reasonably quickly. That does lead us on to the item two on the agenda, which is a bit of a summary of the recent weather event. Quite clearly it didn't turn into the scale of event that was perhaps anticipated and indeed planned for, but which was pleasing. And, but the statistics are there in comparison with the June 15, 2015 event, and so comprehensive amount of data there. These easterly events can change very quickly, though, as we're well aware. So. I'll come back and make some concluding remarks in a moment. Councillor Kempton.
Yeah, just on that question, I'm not suggesting that we change the current philosophy around predicting these events and preparing for them in the way that it was prepared for. But there's certainly a ramping up of cost associated with that. That is, we're becoming much more conservative. And and a more risk-averse approach means that things like civil defence bunkers get manned more often, and proportionately, that will be seen to have been a cost which wasn't required in terms of a flood. And what I'm really interested in is whether or not we have reflected that in our budgeting, going forward, on the basis that we can expect there to be a significant increase in response costs, even though some of those responses will turn into nothing. Whereas once upon a time we'd hang back a bit, be a bit more worried about that. So it's really just a question of whether or not we are budgeting appropriately for the changes in public expectation.
Mr. McLean,
yeah.
Can you answer that one?
Yeah, through the chair. We have flood procedures, and we initiate those procedures based on predictions from the field service. So whilst it didn't eventuate to quite what was predicted, it was prudent to put those things in place. So, and that includes operational staff out on ORC infrastructure and preparing for that. But certainly the operational staff stood down later that evening because it was clear that it wasn't going to reach the point, but the flood management procedures continued, and part of that was to advise the local civil defence as well, keep them updated. So there was a need for the flood management team to be activated.
That wasn't really the point. What's happening these days is that we are more often activating those things than we used to. We are becoming more conservative because public expectations are rising, right? And I'm just wondering whether that's reflected in costs and in budgets, or how you are, whether our budgets are sensitive to that, and if they are we making the appropriate provisions?
Through the chair, it is. It's what we do. So we have years where we don't kick into flood mode at all. So there are overs and unders in that regard, but. It doesn't add significant cost pressures on our budgets. It probably would if it was continual. We had a number of events back to back, but certainly this was some extra staff time over a few days.
Right. So it's largely within your fixed costs. Okay, thank you. That's fine.
So if I can just add a little more context from this event, because Mr. McLean was away, Dr. Palmer essentially took control, and Mr. Donnelly was acting chief executive. And the advice as the day progressed was from Met Service that there was still, it didn't look as though it was going to be as serious as initially thought, but the Met Service was still saying they had predictions of rainfall per hour, and it was going to occur in the late afternoon and then through the night. And you'll remember the June 15 event where, you know, essentially a turmoil from a community perspective occurred in darkness. So both the City Council and the Regional Council decided to take some preemptive action as a result of that, which I think is outstanding, and got organised in advance. As it turned out, it didn't turn into anywhere near as a serious event, and some staff were able to stand down during the night. An example of how organised we were, that both councils manned their phones and essentially reception all night to be able to respond to community if they needed to, and both councils were working very closely together, and civil defence staff, etc. These things can turn in a matter of an hour and a half with an intense rainfall in a catchment somewhere. So I just want to say thank you, Mr. Donnelly. You can pass on again in the role as acting CE currently, and for the work and certainly the communication. And I was in Dunedin and in the building and working with Dr. Partners. So the effort that was put in place, the organisation, the communication, Mrs. Rowe. I'd rather have 10 we got away with it and it didn't occur than one June 15 tidy up. So I put a response, and you can always put it under the heading of a practice run, and doesn't it, you know, an exercise type. So yeah. All right, and the item 3 on the agenda, and Councillor Scott's referred to, is the leaf flood protection scheme, and you'll see some little actions we've taken there as of expecting some rain fall down, some flow down the leaf, and didn't occur, but the project's progressing, Councillor Scott.
I put a lot of metal in the middle of the stream, so I'm sure they're hoping it's not going to flood any time soon.
Yep.
But they're making some progress.
Yep. But it's interesting to go and have a look. You know, quite a difficult working environment, quite a constrained space. So, yeah. All right, any questions? Director's report. Further questions? It would appear not. Is somebody happy to move that? There is a further item. I'm forward to leading the City District Plan and Natural Hazards. Returning to work with the City Council then. Recommendations that the report is noted. Somebody happy to move that? Thank you, Councillor Hope. Seconded, yeah. Councillor Noon. No further discussion. I'll put it all in favour. Please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you, everyone. Declare the technical committee closed. We'll adjourn for lunch at this point. We'll